Hello, and welcome. This audiobook has been created by Eric Cuthbert and is available free of charge from the Business Coach section of mynewfuture.org. Before we begin, Eric would like to share a few personal thoughts with you. Eric's business career is now drawing to a close and, after more than 45 years in business, he considers himself semi-retired. Although he still jokes that one day he'll finally buy himself a low-mileage Porsche convertible that has never been raced, rallied, or driven by somebody who thought they were Lewis Hamilton. Over those years, he has experienced many of the challenges that business owners face every day. He has started businesses, managed staff, worried about cash flow, dealt with customers, faced competition, made mistakes, learned valuable lessons, and experienced both successes and disappointments along the way. And when it comes to mistakes, Eric would probably be the first to admit that he has made more than his fair share. But that is one of the most important lessons in business. The goal is not to avoid every mistake. That's impossible. The goal is to learn from them, grow from them, and, whenever possible, avoid making the same mistake twice. Like many business owners, there were times when he wished he had somebody he could turn to for practical advice, guidance, and support. Looking back, there is one thing he often says. I only wish these amazing AI tools had been available 45 years ago when I was a young lad starting out in business. When Eric started his first business, his knowledge of business was extremely limited. Terms such as remittance advice, order books, double entry bookkeeping, cash flow forecasting, profit and loss accounts, balance sheets, VAT returns, business plans, pricing strategies, marketing plans, customer acquisition, and many other business terms might as well have been written in a foreign language to a young Geordie lad trying to make his way in the world. What surprised him most was that having a good business idea was only a small part of the journey. You could have the best product or service in the world, but if you didn't understand how to find customers, manage your money, price your services correctly, keep records, market your business, and plan ahead, you could still struggle. Over the years, Eric learned these lessons the hard way. Sometimes through success, and sometimes through mistakes that cost both time and money. As his experience grew, he not only ran his own businesses but also spent time helping and advising other business owners as a business coach, sharing practical knowledge gained from real-world experience rather than simply from textbooks. One thing he discovered was that many people starting a business face exactly the same challenges. They may be highly skilled at what they do. They may be excellent tradespeople, therapists, coaches, hairdressers, shop owners, designers, mechanics, or professionals in their chosen field. But nobody has ever taught them the business side of business. Back then, finding answers was often slow, expensive, and frustrating. You either had to buy books, attend courses, pay for professional advice, or learn through trial and error. Unfortunately, trial and error can sometimes be a very expensive teacher. Years ago, business owners often had only two choices. They could try to figure things out for themselves, or they could pay expensive consultants, accountants, coaches, and advisors for help. For many small business owners, the professional support was simply out of reach. Today, things are very different. Technology has changed the world. Artificial intelligence has changed the world. With mynewfuture.org business coach, answers that once took days, weeks, or even months to discover can often be found in just a few minutes. Whether you need help with a business idea, marketing, pricing, customer acquisition, cash flow, planning, or simply deciding what to do next, guidance is now available at the touch of a button. Of course, no AI tool can guarantee success. Success still requires hard work, determination, persistence, and a willingness to keep learning. But if this technology had existed when Eric started his first business more than 45 years ago, he firmly believes it would have saved him years of frustration, many costly mistakes, and more sleepless nights than he cares to remember. So, whether you are thinking about starting your first business, launching a side hustle, becoming self-employed, or growing an existing business, This audiobook has been created to help you avoid some of the common mistakes and learn some of the lessons that every entrepreneur eventually discovers. Let's begin. For the first time in history, business owners can access guidance and get answers to their questions at any time during the day or night. Yes, 24/7, they can get guidance, ideas, information, and support whenever they need it, and at a fraction of the cost of traditional consultants that previous generations had to pay. That is one of the reasons Eric created MyNewFuture.org, Business Coach. Not because he claims to have all the answers. And certainly not because every business challenge has a simple solution. But every business owner deserves access to affordable support, practical guidance, and a place to explore ideas when challenges arise. Whether you are a sole trader, self-employed, running a limited company, employing staff, working from home, operating online, or managing a growing business, this audiobook has been created with you in mind. You may be struggling with cash flow. You may be trying to find more customers. You may be wondering whether to employ staff, outsource work, invest in marketing, embrace artificial intelligence, or simply find a better way to run your business. Whatever challenges you are facing, you are not alone. Millions of business owners around the world face similar problems every day. The good news is that many business problems can be improved once you have access to the right information, guidance, and support. Throughout this audiobook, we will discuss many of the challenges that business owners commonly face. We'll talk about money. Talk about marketing. Talk about customers. We'll talk about sales. Talk about technology. Talk about artificial intelligence. We'll talk about staff. We'll talk about outsourcing. We'll talk about growth. And we'll talk about those moments when running a business stops being fun. Most importantly, we'll explore why you don't have to figure everything out alone. This audiobook is not designed to turn you into an accountant. It won't turn you into a marketing expert. It won't make you a social media guru. And it certainly won't teach everything there is to know about running a successful business. That would take hundreds of hours. Instead, its purpose is much simpler. To help you recognize common business challenges. To help you understand that solutions often exist. And to show you how MyNewFuture.org Business Coach can help you explore options, identify opportunities, and think more clearly about the decisions facing your business. Think of this audiobook as one business owner talking to another. No complicated jargon. No confusing theories. No expensive consultancy fees. Just practical discussions about the realities of running a business in today's rapidly changing world. So, wherever you are listening from, thank you for joining us. Make yourself comfortable, keep an open mind, and let's begin our journey together. Because if you've already had the courage to start a business, you deserve access to affordable support that helps you move forward. Now let's begin with a challenge that every business owner faces at some point in their journey, whether they are just starting out or have been trading for many years. Chapter 1: Why running a business is harder than most people think. If you've ever found yourself lying awake at 3 o'clock in the morning worrying about your business, welcome to the club. You're in very good company. One of the biggest misconceptions about business ownership is that successful business owners have everything under control. From the outside, it often looks that way. People see the shop. They see the office. They see the website. They see the company vehicle. They see the social media posts. They see the smiling photographs. What they don't see are the challenges behind the scenes. They don't see the sleepless nights. They don't see the difficult decisions. They don't see the pressure of meeting payroll. They don't see the cash flow concerns. They don't see the frustration when a major customer leaves. They don't see the disappointment when a marketing campaign fails to produce results. Running a business is often much harder than most people realize. The strange thing is that many business owners don't talk about it. Perhaps they don't want to worry their families. Perhaps they don't want customers to know they're struggling. Perhaps they believe they should be able to solve every problem themselves. The reality is that every business faces challenges. Every business owner experiences uncertainty. And every business goes through periods where things simply don't go according to plan. In fact, if you've been in business for any length of time, you've probably already discovered an important truth. The moment one problem is solved, another one often appears. That's not failure. That's business. You solve one issue. Then another needs attention. Then another. Then another. The goal is not to eliminate every problem. The goal is to become better at dealing with them. One of the biggest surprises for many new business owners is just how many different skills they need. You may have started your business because you were good at something. Perhaps you're a builder, a plumber, an electrician, a therapist, a consultant, a designer, a retailer, a coach, a mechanic, a caterer. Or perhaps you run an online business. Whatever your profession, chances are you started because you had expertise in a particular area. Then reality arrived. Suddenly you weren't just doing the work. You were marketing. You were selling. You were chasing payments. You were handling customer inquiries. You were managing suppliers. You were updating websites. You were dealing with accounts. You were learning social media. You were solving staff issues. You were trying to keep up with technology. And somewhere in between all that, you were supposed to run the business as well. It's no wonder so many business owners feel overwhelmed. The truth is that most business owners are wearing far too many hats. They are trying to do the job of 6 or 7 people. And often they're doing it while trying to maintain some kind of family life at the same time. Years ago, if a business owner needed help, they often had to pay expensive consultants. Today, things are very different. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to become an expert in every area. And you certainly don't have to struggle alone. That is one of the reasons my newfuture.org business coach was created. Not to replace accountants, or solicitors, or professional advisors. But to give business owners somewhere to discuss challenges, explore options, and receive practical guidance whenever questions arise. Let's look at another common challenge. Competition. Many business owners feel under pressure because they believe there are too many competitors. The internet has made it easier than ever for customers to compare prices. New businesses appear all the time, undercutting existing businesses. Large companies often seem to have bigger budgets. Sometimes it can feel like everyone is competing for the same customers. But here's the good news. Believe it or not, competition is not always a bad thing. Competition often proves there is a market. If nobody is selling a particular service, there may be a reason. Successful businesses usually find ways to stand out rather than simply compete on price. The challenge is identifying what makes your business different. What makes customers choose you? What do you do better? What value do you offer? What problems do you solve? These are exactly the types of discussions that business coach can help you explore. Another challenge facing many business owners today is the pace of change. Technology is moving faster than ever before. Artificial intelligence is changing industries. Social media platforms appear and disappear. Marketing methods evolve. Customer expectations change. What worked 5 years ago may not work today. Some business owners find this exciting. Others find it exhausting. Many simply don't know where to start. If that's how you feel, you're not alone. Many successful business owners are brilliant at what they do but struggle to keep up with technology. The important thing to remember is that you don't need to master every new tool. You simply need to understand which tools may be useful for your business. And if you're unsure, that's another area where business coach can help. Then there's time. Or rather, the lack of it. Ask most business owners what they need more of, and the answer is usually the same. Time. There never seems to be enough. There are always more emails to answer. More calls to return. More customers to serve. More paperwork to complete. more problems to solve. Many business owners spend years trapped in a cycle of constant activity. Working harder. Working longer. Working evenings. Working weekends. Yet somehow never feeling caught up. The irony is that working harder isn't always the answer. Sometimes the answer is working differently. Sometimes it's delegation. Sometimes it's automation. Sometimes it's outsourcing. Sometimes it's changing priorities. Sometimes it's simply stepping back and looking at the bigger picture. Business Coach can help you explore those possibilities and identify opportunities that may not be obvious when you're caught up in day-to-day operations. Let's talk briefly about social media. Many business owners believe they need to become social media experts. The truth is they don't. You don't need to spend every evening creating Facebook posts. You don't need to become a TikTok influencer. You don't need to master every social media platform. Some business owners choose to manage their own marketing. Others hire staff. Others work with freelancers. Some use outworkers from other countries where living costs are significantly lower than in the UK or the United States. This can often provide access to talented people at affordable rates. The important thing is understanding your options. Business Coach can help you explore different approaches and determine what may be appropriate for your business. The same principle applies to websites, customer relationship systems, artificial intelligence, email marketing, online advertising, and many other aspects of modern business. You don't need to know everything. You simply need access to guidance when you need it. Now, here's something many business owners rarely admit. Sometimes they feel isolated. They may be surrounded by customers. They may have staff. They may have family. Yet they still feel alone when making important decisions. That's because the responsibility ultimately sits with them. They're the ones who sign the checks. They're the ones who make the decisions. They're the ones who carry the risk. That responsibility can sometimes feel heavy. And that's perfectly normal. One of the most valuable things a business owner can have is somebody, or something, that helps them think through challenges objectively. Somebody who listens. Somebody who asks questions. Somebody who helps them consider options they may not have thought about. That is exactly how many people use my new future org business coach. Not because they expect miracles, but because they value having a sounding board available whenever they need one. Before we finish this chapter, I'd like you to remember something important. The fact that you're facing challenges does not mean your business is failing. It means you're running a business. Challenges are part of the journey. Every successful company has faced them. Every successful entrepreneur has faced them. Every successful business owner has faced moments of uncertainty. The difference is not whether challenges occur. The difference is how we respond to them. Throughout the rest of this audiobook, we're going to explore some of the most common challenges faced by business owners and show how my new future org business coach can help you think through them more clearly. Because the truth is simple. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to solve every problem alone. And you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. In the next chapter, we'll look at one of the biggest causes of stress for business owners everywhere. Money, cash flow, and financial pressures. And we'll explore why many profitable businesses still struggle financially, and why understanding the difference can be one of the most important lessons a business owner ever learns. Chapter 2, Money, Cash Flow, and Financial Pressures. If there is one subject that keeps more business owners awake at night than almost any other, it's money. Not necessarily profit. Not necessarily turnover. But money. Or more specifically, cash flow. Over the years, many business owners have discovered something that can seem completely illogical. A business can be busy. A business can be winning customers. A business can be making sales. A business can even appear successful from the outside. Yet behind the scenes, the owner may be worrying constantly about money. That is because business isn't just about making sales. It's about managing money effectively. And for many business owners, that can be one of the most challenging aspects of running a business. The strange thing is that most people don't start a business because they love bookkeeping. Very few people wake up one morning and say, "I've always dreamed of doing VAT returns." Most business owners start because they are passionate about something. A trade. A service. A product. A skill. A dream. Then reality arrives. Invoices need creating. Bills need paying. Tax deadlines appear. VAT deadlines appear. Customers pay late. Suppliers want paying on time. And suddenly money becomes one of the biggest areas of responsibility. This chapter isn't about teaching accounting. It isn't about replacing your accountant. And it certainly isn't about giving financial advice. Instead, it's about recognizing the types of financial pressures that many business owners face and understanding that help is available when you need it. One common challenge is cash flow. Many business owners assume that if sales increase, their problems will disappear. Unfortunately, life isn't always that simple. Sometimes growth creates new pressures. More customers may require more stock, more equipment, more staff, more vehicles, more advertising, more investment. And sometimes the money going out leaves the bank account faster than the money coming in. This can create enormous pressure, particularly for small businesses. If you've ever looked at your bank balance and wondered how everything is going to get paid this month, you're certainly not alone. Thousands of business owners experience the same concern. Another common challenge involves late payments. Many business owners provide excellent products and services. They do the work. They send the invoice. Then they wait. And wait. And wait some more. Meanwhile, wages still need paying. Suppliers still need paying. Rent still needs paying. Utility bills still need paying. Business owners quickly discover that an unpaid invoice can create a chain reaction of stress. This is one of the reasons cash flow management becomes so important. Business coach can help you think through situations like these and explore possible options, systems, and approaches that may improve the situation. Let's talk about borrowing. At various stages of business ownership, many people consider bank loans, business loans, overdrafts, credit facilities, asset finance, vehicle finance, equipment finance. Borrowing itself is neither good nor bad. Many successful businesses have used borrowing to grow. Many successful businesses have also learned difficult lessons about borrowing too much. The important thing is understanding the implications of any financial commitment before making decisions. When business owners feel under pressure, it can sometimes be difficult to think objectively. That is often when having a sounding board can be useful. Someone, or something, to help you explore possibilities and think through decisions more carefully. Another area that causes confusion is business structure. Many people start as sole traders. Others choose limited companies. Some later wonder whether they made the right decision. Questions often arise regarding tax, liability, administration, growth plans, future investment. These are important considerations. Business coach cannot replace professional legal or accounting advice, but it can help you understand the questions you may wish to explore with your advisors. Let's move on to VAT. For some business owners, VAT feels straightforward. For others, it feels like a constant headache. Registration thresholds. Record keeping. Invoices. Returns. Deadlines. Compliance. The rules can sometimes appear confusing, particularly when you're busy running a business. The same applies to taxation generally. Corporation tax. Income tax. National insurance. Payroll taxes. The list can sometimes feel endless. Many business owners become overwhelmed simply because there seems to be so much to keep track of. That feeling is perfectly normal. Another area that often creates stress is pricing. Many business owners worry constantly about pricing. Are they charging enough? Are they charging too much? Are they losing customers because of price? Are they working hard but earning too little? These concerns affect businesses in almost every industry. One of the biggest mistakes some business owners make is comparing themselves purely on price. The cheapest option is not always the most successful option. Customers often consider many factors: reliability, quality, service, trust, reputation, convenience, expertise. Business coach can help you think through pricing decisions and explore the broader picture rather than focusing solely on what competitors charge. Now let's discuss bad debt. Most business owners encounter it sooner or later. A customer who doesn't pay. A client who disappears. A company that suddenly closes. A disputed invoice. Unfortunately, these situations are part of business life. They can be frustrating. They can be stressful. And sometimes they can be expensive. The important thing is recognizing that these situations happen to businesses of all sizes. You're not alone if you've experienced them. Another subject that often arises is factoring and invoice finance. Some businesses use financial products to improve cash flow and access funds more quickly. Others prefer different approaches. The important point isn't which option is right or wrong. The important point is understanding what options exist and making informed decisions. That's where Business Coach can help you explore possibilities and identify questions you may wish to investigate further. Let's talk briefly about profit. Many people assume that high turnover automatically means high profit. Experienced business owners know that's not always true. A business can generate significant sales and still struggle financially. Why? Because costs matter. Margins matter. Efficiency matters. Systems matter. Understanding the difference between turnover and profit is one of the most valuable lessons any business owner can learn. Another financial challenge many owners face is uncertainty. Economic conditions change. Interest rates change. Markets change. Consumer confidence changes. Sometimes business owners find themselves worrying about events completely outside their control. This uncertainty can create anxiety and hesitation. Yet successful business owners often learn an important lesson. You cannot control everything. You can only control your response. And often the first step towards finding solutions is understanding the situation more clearly. That is one of the key benefits of Business Coach. Not because it magically solves problems, but because it helps you think through them. It helps you organize your thoughts. It helps you identify possible options. It helps you ask better questions. And better questions often lead to better decisions. Before we finish this chapter, I want to remind you of something important. Financial pressure does not automatically mean your business is failing. Many successful businesses have experienced periods of financial stress. Many successful entrepreneurs have worried about cash flow. Many successful companies have faced difficult financial decisions. The challenge isn't avoiding every problem. The challenge is recognizing issues early and exploring possible solutions before they become bigger problems. And remember this. You do not need to become an accountant. You do not need to become a tax expert. You do not need to become a financial specialist. You simply need access to reliable guidance, practical support, and a place to explore your options when financial questions arise. That's exactly what my new future Org Business Coach has been designed to help you do. In the next chapter, we're going to look at something every business needs, regardless of size, industry, or location. customers. Because even the best product, the best service, and the best business idea in the world won't succeed if not enough people know you exist. Let's explore customers, marketing, and how modern business owners can attract attention in an increasingly competitive world. Chapter 3: Customers, Marketing, and Being Found. Imagine for a moment that you've created the perfect business. You offer an excellent product. Your service is first class. Your prices are competitive. Your customers are delighted when they use you. There's just one problem. Nobody knows you exist. Unfortunately, this is one of the biggest challenges facing business owners today. Many businesses don't struggle because they provide a poor service. They struggle because too few people know they are there. You may have heard the saying, "Nothing happens until somebody sells something." There is a lot of truth in that statement. Without customers, there is no income. Without income, there is no business. That's why marketing remains one of the most important activities any business owner can undertake. The problem is that many business owners dislike marketing. Some find it confusing. Some find it overwhelming. Some think it's too expensive. Others simply don't know where to begin. If that sounds familiar, don't worry. You are certainly not alone. One of the first things to understand is that marketing has changed dramatically. Years ago, businesses often relied on yellow pages, newspaper advertising, local magazines, leaflet drops, radio advertising. Many of these methods still work. But today's business owners also have access to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, email marketing, websites, Google business profiles, online directories, artificial intelligence tools. The challenge isn't finding marketing opportunities. The challenge is deciding which opportunities are right for your business. Many business owners make the mistake of trying to do everything. They create a Facebook page, then an Instagram account, then LinkedIn, then TikTok, then YouTube, then a blog, then a newsletter. Before long, they're exhausted. The reality is that most businesses don't need to be everywhere. They simply need to be where their customers are. And that's an important distinction. The goal isn't collecting social media accounts. The goal is attracting customers. This is where my new future org business coach can help. Instead of trying to guess which platforms matter most, you can discuss your business, your customers, and your goals and explore possible marketing approaches that may suit your situation. Let's talk about websites. Many business owners have websites. Unfortunately, many websites behave like expensive brochures. They sit online. They look nice. But they generate very little business. A website should ideally do more than simply exist. It should help visitors understand who you are, what you do, why they should trust you, how to contact you, why they should choose you instead of a competitor. Many business owners invest in websites without ever thinking about these questions. The good news is that improvements can often be made. Business coach can help you explore ideas and identify opportunities that may improve your online presence. Now let's discuss something many business owners worry about. Social media. For some people, social media feels natural. For others, it feels like a full-time job. The important thing to remember is that you do not need to become a social media expert. You do not need to spend hours every day creating content. You do not need to learn every platform. And you certainly don't need to dance around on TikTok if that's not your thing. Many successful business owners choose different approaches. Some create their own content. Some employ staff. Some hire freelancers. Some work with virtual assistants. Others outsource tasks to skilled professionals in other countries where living costs are lower than in the UK, USA, Canada, or Australia. This can often provide access to talented support at affordable rates. The key is understanding your options. Business Coach can help you explore those options and determine what may be suitable for your business. Another important subject is LinkedIn. Many business owners ignore LinkedIn completely. That can be a mistake. LinkedIn is not simply a place to upload a CV. It has become one of the world's largest business networking platforms. Depending on your industry, it can help you build credibility, find clients, find suppliers, build partnerships, generate inquiries, recruit staff. The challenge is knowing how to use it effectively. Again, that's an area where Business Coach can provide guidance and ideas. Let's talk about referrals. Referrals are often one of the most powerful forms of marketing. Think about it. If somebody you trust recommends a business, you're far more likely to consider using them. Many business owners focus heavily on finding new customers while overlooking the value of existing customers. Happy customers often become repeat customers, and repeat customers often become referral sources. This is one of the reasons customer service remains such an important marketing tool. Every interaction matters. Every conversation matters. Every customer experience matters. Marketing isn't always about spending money. Sometimes it's about creating experiences that people want to talk about. Now let's discuss networking. Some business owners love networking. Others would rather visit the dentist. But networking doesn't have to be complicated. At its simplest level, networking is simply building relationships. People often prefer doing business with people they know, like, and trust. Whether that happens online or face-to-face, relationships remain valuable. Business Coach can help you explore networking opportunities and identify strategies that may suit your personality and business goals. Another area worth mentioning is email marketing. Many people assume email marketing is old-fashioned. In reality, it remains one of the most effective marketing tools available. Unlike social media, where platforms control who sees your content, an email list gives you direct access to people who have chosen to hear from you. Building and communicating with an audience can become an important business asset over time. The challenge is understanding how to use email effectively without overwhelming people. Again, that's something Business Coach can help you explore. Let's briefly discuss advertising. Many business owners spend money on advertising without having a clear plan. They try Facebook ads, Google ads, local publications, sponsorships, online directories. Sometimes they achieve excellent results. Sometimes they don't. The important thing is understanding that marketing is rarely a one-size-fits-all activity. What works brilliantly for one business may produce disappointing results for another. This is why asking questions and exploring options is often more valuable than blindly copying what others are doing. One of the biggest mistakes business owners make is assuming that customers automatically understand the value they provide. Unfortunately, customers can't read minds. You may know your business is excellent. Your customers don't know that yet. You need to communicate it. You need to explain it. You need to demonstrate it. You need to build trust. Trust is one of the most valuable assets any business can develop. Without trust, sales become difficult. With trust, everything becomes easier. This is where consistency becomes important. Consistent service. Consistent communication. Consistent marketing. Consistent follow-up. Over time, consistency helps build reputation. And reputation helps build business. Before we finish this chapter, I want you to remember something. You do not need to become a marketing expert. You do not need to master every social media platform. You do not need to spend thousands on advertising. You do not need to figure everything out alone. You simply need access to guidance when questions arise. Whenever you're unsure about websites, social media, LinkedIn, advertising, networking, referrals, email marketing, customer attraction, my new Future Doted Business Coach can help you explore ideas, identify opportunities, and think through possible approaches. Because marketing isn't about shouting the loudest. It's about helping the right people discover the value your business provides. And when that happens consistently, good things often follow. In the next chapter, we're going to explore something that can transform almost any business: sales, customer relationships, and CRM systems. Because attracting a customer is only the beginning. Keeping them, serving them well, and encouraging them to return can often be where real business growth begins. Chapter 4: Sales, CRM Systems, and Customer Relationships. Many business owners spend a great deal of time thinking about how to attract new customers. That's important. But attracting customers is only part of the story. What happens after somebody contacts your business can often determine whether they become a customer, whether they return, and whether they recommend you to others. In other words, sales and customer relationships matter. Now, before you switch off because you've heard the word sales, let me reassure you. This chapter is not about teaching high-pressure selling techniques. In fact, many successful business owners dislike the idea of selling. They imagine pushy salespeople, uncomfortable conversations, and pressured tactics. The reality is often very different. Good sales is usually about helping people solve problems. A customer has a problem. You provide a solution. The better you understand their needs, the easier that process becomes. Think about your own experiences as a customer. Have you ever contacted a business and received no reply? Have you ever left a message and nobody called back? Have you ever sent an inquiry and never received a response? Most of us have. And it's frustrating. The surprising thing is that many businesses lose potential customers simply because they fail to respond quickly enough. A customer who contacts you today may contact a competitor tomorrow. Not because your service is worse. Not because your prices are higher. Simply because your competitor replied first. This is one of the reasons customer communication is so important. Every inquiry matters. Every phone call matters. Every email matters. Every website inquiry matters. Every social media message matters. You never know which inquiry could become your next loyal customer. Let's talk about telephone inquiries. Many business owners are brilliant at their trade but less confident when answering sales calls. Some rush the conversation. Some become distracted. Some assume the customer already understands what they offer. The truth is that first impressions matter. People often make decisions based on how they feel during those first few minutes of contact. Were they listened to? Were they treated respectfully? Did they feel understood? Did they feel confident that the business could help them? These simple factors often influence buying decisions more than many people realize. Now let's discuss follow-up. One of the biggest mistakes businesses make is assuming that no immediate answer means no interest. In reality, many potential customers are simply busy. They may need time. They may need approval. They may be comparing options. They may have become distracted. A polite follow-up can often make a significant difference. Unfortunately, many business owners become so busy running their businesses that follow-up falls through the cracks. This is where systems can become extremely valuable. And that brings us to something called CRM. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. Now don't worry about the terminology. At its simplest level, a CRM system helps you keep track of customer information and interactions. It can help you remember who contacted you, when they contacted you, what they were interested in, whether you followed up, what happened next. Many business owners keep this information in notebooks. Others use spreadsheets. Others use dedicated CRM software. The important point isn't which method you use. The important point is having a system. Because systems help prevent opportunities from slipping through the cracks. Business Coach can help you understand what CRM systems do and help you explore whether they may be useful for your particular business. Let's move on to customer retention. Many businesses focus heavily on finding new customers. Yet existing customers are often one of the most valuable assets they already have. Think about it. If somebody has already purchased from you and had a positive experience, they're much more likely to buy again. They're also more likely to recommend you to others. And recommendations are incredibly powerful. Many successful businesses have grown largely through word-of-mouth referrals. Happy customers tell friends. Friends become customers. Those customers tell other people. Over time, the business develops a strong reputation. This doesn't happen by accident. It happens because customers receive a consistently good experience. Now let's talk about complaints. No business owner enjoys receiving complaints. They can feel personal. They can feel unfair. Sometimes they can be frustrating. But complaints can also provide valuable information. A complaint may highlight a process that needs improving, a communication problem, a customer expectation issue, a service gap. The businesses that learn from feedback often become stronger over time. Business Coach can help you think through customer situations and explore different approaches to resolving issues professionally. Another important area is customer trust. Trust is built over time. And it can be lost surprisingly quickly. Customers want reliability. They want honesty. They want consistency. They want businesses to do what they say they will do. This sounds simple. Yet many businesses struggle because they underestimate the importance of these fundamentals. In today's world, trust is often reinforced online. Reviews matter. Testimonials matter. Recommendations matter. Potential customers frequently check online reviews before making decisions. That means every customer interaction can potentially influence future business. Let's talk briefly about sales technology. Modern businesses now have access to tools that previous generations could only dream about. Automated follow-up systems. Online booking systems. Email marketing platforms. Live chat. Artificial intelligence. Customer databases. Automated reminders. The list continues to grow. The challenge isn't learning every tool. The challenge is identifying which tools may actually help your business. Many business owners feel overwhelmed by technology because they think they need everything. They don't. Sometimes one well-chosen system can save hours every week. Business Coach can help you explore options and understand what may be relevant to your business. Now let's discuss something that many business owners don't think about often enough. The customer journey. From the moment somebody first hears about your business until they become a loyal customer, they experience a journey. They may visit your website, read your reviews, check your social media, call your business, request information, ask questions, purchase a product or service, leave feedback, return for additional business. Each step influences their overall experience. Sometimes small improvements at one stage of that journey can have a surprisingly positive impact on results. Again, this is the sort of discussion Business Coach can help you explore. One of the greatest advantages available to modern business owners is access to information. Years ago, many business owners had nobody to ask. If they wanted advice, they often had to pay consultants hundreds of pounds or dollars per hour. Today, Business Coach provides a place where business owners can discuss challenges, explore ideas, and consider different approaches whenever they need guidance. Whether the issue involves sales, customer inquiries, follow-up systems, CRM software, customer retention, online reviews, customer service, business processes. You don't have to figure everything out alone. Before we finish this chapter, I'd like you to think about something. How many opportunities might your business already have sitting in front of it? How many past customers could buy again? How many inquiries need following up? How many relationships could be strengthened? How many recommendations could be generated? Growth doesn't always come from finding more people. Sometimes it comes from serving existing customers even better. And often, small improvements can create surprisingly large results over time. Remember, successful businesses are rarely built on one big thing. They're usually built on lots of small things done consistently well. In the next chapter, we're going to explore one of the biggest changes affecting businesses around the world today. Technology, artificial intelligence, and working smarter. Because whether you love technology or hate it, it's changing the way businesses operate, and understanding the opportunities it presents could become one of the most valuable investments you make in your future. For example, generating ideas, creating content, drafting emails, producing reports, writing marketing material, researching topics, creating social media posts, generating business plans, producing training materials. The important thing is not memorizing every AI tool available. The important thing is understanding what may be useful for your business. Many business owners become overwhelmed because they think they need to learn everything. They don't. Often a handful of well-chosen tools can provide significant benefits. Business Coach can help you understand what options exist and how they may fit into your business. Let's talk about marketing technology. Years ago, businesses often relied on memory and manual processes. Today, technology can help manage customer inquiries, email campaigns, follow-up systems, social media scheduling, customer databases, online reviews, lead tracking. These tools can often save considerable amounts of time. Time that can then be spent serving customers, developing the business, or simply enjoying a better work-life balance. Another area worth considering is outsourcing. One of the biggest mistakes business owners make is believing they must do everything themselves. The reality is that many tasks can be delegated. Some can be delegated to staff. Others can be delegated to freelancers. Others can be outsourced to specialist companies. And many can be handled by talented outworkers located around the world. Thanks to the internet, geography is no longer the barrier it once was. A business owner in Newcastle, London, New York, Los Angeles, Sydney, or Toronto can now work with skilled people from almost anywhere. In countries where living costs are lower than the UK or USA, it is often possible to access highly skilled support at more affordable rates. This doesn't mean hiring the cheapest person available. Far from it. It means recognizing that modern business owners have access to a global talent pool that previous generations could only dream about. Business Coach can help you think through which tasks may be suitable for outsourcing and how to approach that process sensibly. Now let's discuss something many business owners rarely think about. Technology should save time. If a system creates more work than it saves, it may not be the right solution. Some businesses become trapped in what I call shiny object syndrome. Every week they discover a new tool, a new app, a new software package, a new platform, a new subscription. Before long, they're paying for dozens of services they barely use. The goal is not to collect technology. The goal is to improve business performance. Sometimes the simplest solution is the best solution. That's why it's important to take a step back occasionally and ask, what problem am I actually trying to solve? That single question can often prevent costly mistakes. Another major benefit of technology is information. Today's business owners have access to more information than any generation in history. The challenge isn't finding information. The challenge is filtering it. Every day there are experts telling you how to market, how to sell, how to advertise, how to use AI, how to grow, how to automate. The sheer volume of information can become overwhelming. This is where Business Coach can help. Rather than trying to consume everything, you can focus on the issues that are most relevant to your business right now. The right information at the right time is often more valuable than endless information. Before we finish this chapter, I'd like you to remember something important. Technology should work for you. You should not feel like you're working for technology. You don't need to become an IT expert. You don't need to become an AI expert. You don't need to understand every new platform, software package, or gadget that appears. You simply need access to guidance when questions arise. Whether you're considering artificial intelligence, websites, online booking systems, email marketing, social media tools, automation, outsourcing, digital payments, productivity systems, my new future, Orc Business Coach can help you explore your options and think through what may be appropriate for your business. Because technology itself isn't the goal. The goal is building a stronger, more efficient, more profitable business. And when used correctly, technology can become one of the most powerful tools available to help you achieve that. In the next chapter, we're going to look at something that many business owners struggle with at some point in their journey. Staff, freelancers, outsourcing, and growth. Because one of the biggest challenges in business is deciding what to do yourself, what to delegate, and how to build a business that doesn't depend entirely on you being there every minute of every day. Chapter 6, Staff, Freelancers, Outsourcing, and Growth. One of the biggest turning points in business often arrives when the owner realizes they cannot do everything themselves. In the early days, most business owners wear every hat. They answer the phone, do the work, send the invoices. They update the website, create social media posts, solve customer problems, clean the office. They do everything. At first, this makes sense. It saves money. It gives you control. It helps you learn every aspect of the business. But as the business grows, something interesting happens. The very things that helped you start the business can begin to hold it back. Many business owners become trapped. They work longer hours, work harder, become busier. Yet the business doesn't seem to move forward. The reason is simple. There are only so many hours in a day. At some point, every business owner faces an important question. What should I continue doing myself? And what should somebody else be doing? For some businesses, that may mean employing staff. For others, it may mean using freelancers. For others, it may mean outsourcing specific tasks. The good news is that modern technology has created more options than ever before. Today, businesses can access specialist support from almost anywhere in the world. You might hire a bookkeeper, graphic designer, social media assistant, a website developer, virtual assistant, video editor, a marketing specialist. But wait, thanks to the internet, they don't necessarily need to live in the same town, city, or even country. Many business owners in the UK and USA now work with talented outworkers overseas. Because living costs vary around the world, skilled people in some countries may work at lower hourly rates than those in Britain or America. This doesn't mean choosing the cheapest option available. It means understanding that modern business owners have access to a global workforce. One of the biggest mistakes business owners make is believing nobody can do the job as well as they can. Sometimes that's true. But often it isn't. In fact, many people may be better than you at specific tasks. A professional graphic designer is probably better at graphic design. A social media specialist is probably better at social media. A bookkeeper is probably better at bookkeeping. A website developer is probably better at building websites. The challenge is recognizing where your time creates the greatest value. MyNewFuture.org Business Coach can help you explore those questions and identify opportunities to free up your time so you can focus on what matters most. Because growth isn't always about working harder. Sometimes it's about working smarter. Chapter 7, When the Business Stops Being Fun. Let's talk about something many business owners rarely discuss. The emotional side of running a business. When people talk about business, they usually discuss sales, marketing, customers, growth, profit, but behind every business is a human being. And sometimes that human being becomes exhausted. Sometimes they lose confidence. Sometimes they feel overwhelmed. Sometimes they wonder whether it's worth carrying on. If you've ever felt like that, please understand something. You are not alone. Business ownership can be lonely. You may be surrounded by customers. You may have staff. You may have suppliers. Yet when difficult decisions arise, the responsibility often rests with you. Many business owners carry enormous pressure without talking about it. They worry about paying bills, supporting staff, supporting family, maintaining standards, finding customers, keeping the business alive. Over time, that pressure can become exhausting. The strange thing is that successful business owners often experience exactly the same emotions as struggling business owners. The difference is that successful owners tend to seek support when they need it. They ask questions. They seek guidance. They explore alternatives. They don't carry every burden alone. One of the most valuable benefits of business coach is simply having somewhere to discuss problems. Sometimes the solution becomes obvious once you explain the situation. Sometimes a fresh perspective reveals opportunities you hadn't considered. Sometimes you simply need reassurance that you're not going mad. Running a business can be one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do. But it can also be one of the hardest. Remember this. Every successful entrepreneur has doubted themselves at some point. Every successful business owner has faced setbacks. Every successful business has experienced difficult periods. The challenge is not avoiding those moments. The challenge is continuing through them. Underscore Chapter 8, Your Personal Business Coach. By now, we've discussed many of the challenges that business owners commonly face. Money. Cash flow. Marketing. Sales. Technology. Artificial intelligence. Staff. Growth. Stress. The important thing to remember is that no business owner can be an expert in everything. Nor should they try to be. Years ago, many business owners paid consultants hundreds or even thousands of pounds for guidance. Today, technology has changed the rules. Business Coach at MyNewFuture.org has been designed to provide affordable guidance whenever you need it. Imagine having somewhere you can discuss cash flow concerns, marketing ideas, LinkedIn strategies, social media questions, website improvements, AI opportunities, customer problems, staff issues, growth plans, business ideas, productivity challenges, sales systems. The goal isn't to tell you what to do. The goal is to help you think more clearly. To help you explore possibilities. To help you identify opportunities. To help you ask better questions. Because better questions often lead to better decisions. Business Coach is available when you need it. You can discuss one challenge. Or 20 challenges. You can explore opportunities. Seek guidance. Test ideas. Create plans. And gain access to practical support whenever you need it. The business world continues to change. The business owners who adapt are often the ones who succeed. Business Coach can help you navigate that journey. Underscore Final Chapter, you don't have to figure everything out alone. As we come to the end of this audiobook, I'd like to leave you with one final thought. You have already achieved something remarkable. You started a business. That alone places you in a very small percentage of people. Many dream about it. Few actually do it. Along the way, you've probably faced challenges. You've made mistakes. You've learned lessons. You've experienced successes. You've experienced disappointments. That's all part of being a business owner. But perhaps the most important lesson of all is this. You do not have to figure everything out alone. The business world has changed. Technology has changed. Artificial intelligence has changed. For the first time in history, affordable business guidance is available to almost everyone. Whenever questions arise, whenever challenges appear, whenever opportunities present themselves. Help is available. That is why Eric created businesscoach@mynewfuture.org. Not because every problem has a simple answer. Not because every challenge can be solved overnight. But because every business owner deserves access to affordable guidance and support. Whether you're trying to increase sales, improve cash flow, attract customers, use AI, improve marketing, build systems, employ staff, outsource work, grow the business, reduce stress, Business Coach can help you explore possibilities and identify practical next steps. So before you leave, I'd like to invite you to take one simple action. Visit mynewfuture.org, go to Business Coach, and request your free business overview. Tell us about your business. Tell us about your challenges. Tell us about your goals. Tell us what's keeping you awake at night. Then let Business Coach help you explore possible solutions, opportunities, and next steps. Because sometimes one conversation, one idea, one fresh perspective can completely change the future of a business. Thank you for listening. I wish you every success in your business journey. And I hope to welcome you soon to the Business Coach community at mynewfuture.org. Good luck. And remember, you don't have to figure everything out alone. I think this will produce an audiobook of roughly 60 to 75 minutes, which is ideal for busy business owners and much more likely to be completed than a 2 to 3 hour audiobook.